Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation, going all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. Sands is coming up here in about 40 minutes. We'll preview Rangers A's with you. We got what you drink and what you thinking in an hour. Right now, it is time for Wolchuk's Daily Football Fix. Here he is,
Zach. All right, getting some texts in, so I do want to pay this off for our MFFLs out there, but it is true. Shams Charania, Mark Stein reporting that the Mavericks are waiving Omax Prosper. So they've been trying to trade him. Didn't work out. Omax Prosper has been waived. They can now re-sign Dante Exum. They needed to open up a roster spot, so Exum's back. Bye-bye, Omax. That's a bummer. I had high expectations for Omax, and I don't know if the Mavericks are going to be able to win without him.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts, man. It hurts. Hate to see him go. It's a bummer.
Without question, probably the biggest loss that DFW's had since Luka.
Got those some in there. Christy Scales listened to the program.
Yeah.
Scoop.
Christy.
Yeah, she was talking. She was part of our conversation here. Clark's only missed 7 games in 9 seasons.
It's amazing.
One game for an ankle back in 17, 3 for an elbow in 18, and 3 for a groin in 20. He's played a ton of snaps, over 6,200 snaps in his career.
What was that? Is it?
It was a groin? It was a groin injury. You know that.
Could you ask Christy about Tyler Booker's status for Thursday night? Get ahead of that.
Do you think Tyler Booker's right playing on Thursday? Can you just let us know? Eric's wondering if Tyler Booker's going to be playing.
I just want to make sure I'm buttoned up.
And what's the weather situation like in Filthy? Are we dressing for rain or what's the...
I just looked that up on ChatGPT.
Yeah, I trust Christy.
Field conditions.
You know Christy's going to be buttoned up and ready to go. Now, speaking of our guy Kenny Clark here, awesome article. Bill Barnwell always on it on ESPN, just kind of working out the whys, why the Cowboys did this, why the Packers did this. But he said there's no doubt Kenny Clark very good as a run defender. And keep in mind what Brian just told you last year. He's playing with a damn bunion issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's foot was basically falling off of his toe was falling off of his foot. Ranked 18th in stop rate, 27th in rush yards per tackle among everyone in the league. Also ranked 21st in ESPN's run stop win rate among interior linemen. So he is without question one of the better.
Dude plays with some power now.
One of the better run defending tackles in all of football.
Attitude and effort, man.
That's what you need.
Well, I mean, okay, so there's what, like 64 starting tackles? If you're 21st, if you're 27th?
With playing on one foot?
Okay.
I think healthy, we can jolt that up 10 spots.
He just,
I think 2 years ago he was 7th in this category, so that's why I'm excited about it.
Balling.
I feel like, though, that at least, you know, they're trying to... And I hate to say it, they put so much on this, but it's talk about run defense. And as I said earlier, they should have tried to fix it in the spring.
Oh, they absolutely should have. Yeah, I mean, and there were players they could have gotten.
But I'm just saying, though, that if this is part of the trade, you got a guy that has some some history to him about playing the run. And so that's, and the 7.5 sacks, I mean, that was encouraging. So you see the sack numbers were like 4, 6, 7.5. I mean, he only had one last year, but the power this guy plays, he's different than some of the guys that they have. I think him, you know, him and Winfrey and those guys, that gives me hope. Mozzie, you could sit with me and watch the game. You know, I can't believe they're carrying 12 defensive linemen right now, by the way.
Well, they shouldn't be keeping Mozzie Smith.
But that's where we're at right now. We're keeping 12.
Keeping 12.
You know, we had to push. I hope Flournoy didn't.
I hope Flournoy gets back. We need to check on this. I'm glad Zion Childress is back in the building.
Yeah, I'll check on that.
But, I mean, right now, what are they doing? Rocking with 4 wide receivers? I mean, wait, come on. We're going to get Ryan Flournoy back.
Well, they're going to try and get him on the practice squad. Yeah, they're going to try and get him on the practice squad and then go from there.
Well, let's look take a little peek, because now, and I loved what John Machota was saying last night, that there is no more, oh my gosh, the cap room, the cap space. You have put yourself in a position now where you're going to have some wiggle room. You're going to have some money to throw at free agency next year.
Probably.
So Greg Rosenthal has already put together, hey, who's headlining the upcoming class for 2026? I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready.
Which guys are going to get tagged by their team and stay?
Maybe, okay? Nick Benito of the Broncos. Now, they've spent a lot of money on defensive players. Can they afford another one? I'm going to say no, Eric, all right?
Hey, if we can't afford Micah Parsons, how can they afford Nick Benito?
Bring in Nick Benito. We could afford Micah Parsons. Cowboys just didn't want to.
That's a good clarification.
They just didn't want to. Jalen Phillips with the Dolphins. How do we feel about him?
Well, he's truly a defensive player of the year caliber dude, if he could just stay healthy.
And then you've got...
That's a huge question.
Okay. Well, probably not for me then. Trey Hendrickson is going to be a free agent, NFL sack leader.
30-year-old, right?
He is. And maybe you can get him a little bit under the price tag there.
He's used to playing under the price tag.
He is. He's used to cheap teams. Of course, the Cowboys need to work on maybe re-signing their own. Like, let's get Tyler Smith done.
Do
you want to get De'Ron Bland done?
Yeah, if we could do that, I'd...
Pickens, maybe.
The Pickens thing, it feels like, unless this is just a disaster Pickens, year for him, that should be a no-brainer.
Pickens, yeah,
get
Smith,
Pickens done.
Sure, let's
make this thing happen here. And then that Travis Jones, defensive tackle of the Ravens.
Man, that's the guy that I would have wanted.
That guy was floated out there.
I would have wanted him if they traded with the Ravens.
He's a free agent. So that's just a couple of guys that are going to be at the top of the market if the Cowboys want to play ball. You also have Adafe Owe, the Ravens edge rusher.
Oh.
And the Ravens will sometimes let these guys go. Yeah, Owe. They'll let these guys go. Had 10 sacks last year, and maybe he's a guy that you're looking at and saying, hey.
They drafted Green, right?
They did. They just drafted my guy, Mike Green.
Let me throw this long shot contingency on the pile as well. Just like what's going to happen with this cap space?
And
well,
Jabril Peppers isn't good, 903. We don't want Jabril Peppers.
I've told you about how the Cowboys do have an option on Dak Prescott in March, fifth day of the league year. Mm. What if opening up all this cap space allows you a more cleaner cutoff?
Oh, yeah.
Don't got to post June 1 Dak.
For sure.
You know, we can essentially absorb that entire cap hit and move on now, if you wanted to.
Yeah. No, that's another layer in this thing. In the opening segment, we were throwing that out. Hey, you now have money to kind of eat that if you need to. And then we go get Lenora Sellers or Nussmeier or Klubnik, or in 2 years from now, if it's Arch Manning or if it's Dylan Raiola, Minnie Mahomes from Nebraska, whoever it is that you really, really like. I'm not mentioning Drew Aller because I don't really, really like Drew Aller. But maybe, you know what? That's probably what's going to end up freaking happening here. The Cowboys are going to fall in love with bleeping Drew Aller.
The mini Mahomes.
My heart is going to be just shredded.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That is the worst case scenario.
Mini Mahomes is Mahomes in every way except for actually playing the position.
Dude, the
of quarterback.
Whole, like, he's not bad. He does not have a lot to work with there at Nebraska. I will say that. His receivers are pretty poor.
Were you pretty close to jumping off the wagon last night?
Yeah, if they had blown that one again, like Cincinnati's driving with 30 seconds left, they get an interception in the end zone, the Huskers do to hold it. Man, I was about to say, I can't deal with this. I'm not gonna jump on a Nebraska team's bandwagon here for multiple years and all they're doing is heartbreaking defeats. I deal with that with my own teams. I don't need to just like adopt another one just for fun. And here's Nebraska just breaking my heart. Most annoying players in the NFL. Now, we've got this ranked
Micah Parsons
per fan base. Now, the Cowboys players might have voted him as the most annoying.
Travis Kelce's got to be number one, right?
Easy. Travis Kelce was number one as the most annoying player.
The NFL players have voted
him? He actually was number two. This is fan bases.
Oh, fan base.
Fan bases voted who they find most annoying. Kelce was two.
Russell Wilson.
Not in the top five.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm sure he got votes.
Pay attention.
I know. I would probably voted him one. Rodgers got number one.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. Sure.
Kelce two. Mahomes three.
Oh, that's just
Tom Brady.
Just hater it.
Yeah, just hating.
Dak Prescott at 4.
Oh.
That's Cowboys fans.
Man. And Odell Beckham Jr. came in at number 5.
That's,
Cowboy
that's
fans.
Eric.
Odell Beckham
that's
Jr.
Eric in the spring.
Cowboy fans voted Travis Kelce is the most annoying.
Oh, Cowboys fans did?
Yeah. Hmm. They had
they just
Kelce
hate Taylor Swift, right?
What's annoying about Dak? Just how much people talk about him?
I guess.
How expensive he is for not being worth it.
He's likable.
Pretty annoying.
I mean, they were about to do the same thing with this defensive player, but thank God they didn't, right? Whew. Dodged a bullet there, big time.
The Dak contract would have been way worse than the Micah contract.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, the difference is Dak is the highest paid player at a position where he's nowhere close to being the best player. And Micah would have been the highest paid player at a position where he might be. Yeah, what do you think if you put up a poll, like if you had not signed Dak last year and you got to keep Micah yesterday?
I think people would have been okay with that.
Yeah,
but I think both have failed in big games.
It was a massive elephant in the room yesterday when Stephen and Jerry were talking about, you know, there's only so much pie to go around, and you know, how could we have this player and then not have everybody else? It felt like they were, you know, setting up for Dak to be next. You know, I that would be the logical progression in something like that. But then Jerry comes out with the big sale on Dak, like, we're happy we got him, and this is a big, we did this because we have Dak, and we need to surround him with more good players. I was like, man, you're halfway home. You know, I guess you're always selling. You're always selling for this year, but I think it would be, you know, well thought out if next March they decide to turn that approach on their quarterback, unless it's an amazing year.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, if Dak plays well this year, and I'll eat all the crow, and if they're a playoff team and just the passing offense is enough to make them viable and competitive with, you know, a poor running game and a poor run defense, I'll eat crow and I'll be excited about it. But I think we should be pretty much near the end one way or another.
Yeah, I would agree. We're getting close, and we'll see how this year goes. Maybe the offense is going to be awesome, and they'll be able to carry the football team. But if it's bad, now you got the ammunition to go get the quarterback, and that's got to be the silver lining here for Cowboy fans. I also don't think this contract's going to age well for Green Bay. I don't at all. I don't think Micah Parsons is worth that money personally.
So you kind of buy into the dodge bullet theory?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I absolutely do. I can't tell you a game that was a big, meaningful game that Micah Parsons took over and dominated. And if you're paying a defensive player that amount of money, I want that.
He had two sacks and a forced fumble in the first Eagles game last year, gifted the offense into the 5-yard line. Right. The offense got no points.
I watched Cooper Rush drop the ball in the 12-yard yeah. line on a snap.
He's like, I just sacked. I sacked and forced the fumble of Jalen Hurts versus an offensive line that's the best of the sport. They're double teaming me, and I'm still finding a way to sack the Super Bowl champion quarterback, force the fumble, and my quarterback's going to fumble the ball and give the ball right back.
So what happened in the Saints game and the Ravens game at the beginning of the year?
Well, when you're playing with 10 dudes that are awful, I don't know that one guy's going to make that.
Yeah.
Can only make so much
four
of a difference.
Playoff games, which I don't think is a small sample size. I think 4 playoff games is a solid amount.
Gosh.
And you had 8 total tackles, 1 sack, no forced fumbles, 3 quarterback hits in 4 games, and 3 tackles for loss.
I'd say they game plan pretty well for him.
We're talking about a guy that, I mean, you got to pick and choose who you're paying here. I'm not upset that the Cowboys aren't the ones paying him $47 million.
Were you celebrating last night with the front office?
I would have celebrated if they had done this back in April, and they would have gotten more for him then. Mm-hmm. The timing of this is what I have an issue with.
You're mad about the
team. Yeah. I don't like trading him to the Packers. I like trading Micah Parsons. I do think there are elements to Micah Parsons that are extremely overrated.
Let me ask you this. Packers were only team or signed him to a $40 million contract?
If I had to trade him to the Packers, then I would go with the Packers.
Okay, I'm just saying, you got to trade him to the Packers or sign him with $40 million.
Now, if I had have moved on from Dak, and now I don't have the Dak contract weighing over my head, then I'd have been more open-minded. But hearing the stuff that we've heard behind the scenes about, like, there are a lot of players that don't like Micah, and he does not fit this culture stuff that Shoddy's trying to preach here and change.
Yep. Well, if
he absolutely does not.
If you had paid him when you should have, I would imagine that the culture fitting in would be a hell of a lot different.
What Nick Eatman told us today, and this is also kind of the stuff that we had heard, the laying on the trainer's table, that's like a daily basis thing. That's like the vibe that he gives off to everybody in that building on a daily basis. I don't know that the money was necessarily fixing that. And the leadership stuff, he just wasn't. But you're right. If I'd have felt totally different, if you're getting him for $30 million versus $47 million. You know, getting ahead on it, which is the Eagles' philosophy. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Eagles are winning.
It's most teams' philosophy. I mean, yeah. You got guys in the class that were drafted a year after Micah Parsons that have already re-upped with their team.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, if you get ahead of this thing and we're not talking about setting records, it's an entirely different conversation. But yeah. I don't know that the Packers, and I would have had the same fear for the Cowboys, are going to get the return on the investment for that type of money to one player. And now what does that do to the rest of your team? And the Cowboys paid CD. They paid Dak. If they had have gotten in bed with Micah and are paying him, it's like, crap, how many more guys can we bring in here? This team is so top heavy already. I think that they would have been absolutely screwed.
Yeah, you know, they messed up not getting it done way early. Like, you could have him for, what, 32 or 34 or, yeah. You know, something like that. But once you're here and once you saw how last season went and how this training camp and preseason went, like, I think things changed the day you had that Rams joint practice. And they saw exactly how bad that they were getting whooped. And everything that we thought was positive in the 2 weeks of practice leading up to that was just a sure. reflection that their opposition in practice wasn't very good either. You know, and then you get into the preseason, you see how bad your depth is. You can't even execute simple things. Yeah, I feel like we'd seen this movie. It was as good as it was going to get in 21, 22, 23. It couldn't get out of the division round.
Hey, by the way, Flournoy didn't get claimed.
All right.
So, well, let's go.
Good deal. Yeah. Welcome back. Before too long, Chief, where are we going next?
Let's go ahead and hit you with a Friday news dump, and it'll feature a little bit of Luca as well. That'll be next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels go to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's the chief of some sports.
Yes, sir. We got the Friday news dump here for you. Looking at the Cowboys' unofficial depth chart from Nick Harris. He just cranked it out. We're not seeing the number switches like we want with guys like Donovan Ezeraku.
He's going to wear 41. He's going to stay in 41.
Well, I'll be damned. I thought he was going to take 11.
I wouldn't mind it.
Take 11.
Maybe Childress will. He was 11 at Kentucky, right?
He was.
We need to find a way to get Donovan Wilson out of six so Ezeraku can go back to six.
Did Childress switch his number yet?
Let me see.
Today, well, he was wearing the 48 today out on the practice field.
On the practice squad, so I don't see him on the depth chart right now. But I do know that Micah was tweeting, like, should he be number zero or number one in Green Bay? Because Jaden Reed's already 11, I believe. Mm. And I guess Micah didn't want to buy that number away. So, we'll have to figure it out. We do obviously have the Jaden Blue as the third string running back on the depth chart behind Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. He does have the official number 23, so that's sharp. But we do have some college football concession items. Badger football, Wisconsin, where they're just probably going to suck again in a big way.
We got cheese curds and domestic light beer.
We got Badger Bacon Bar. This is a crispy bacon dipped in rich milk chocolate. And then it looks like it's got like some, maybe like a, I don't know, white chocolate drizzle on it. It's the biggest piece of bacon you've ever seen in your life, though.
Badger and it's dipped in chocolate?
Yeah, dipped in chocolate.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yes, please.
But this is the one.
Yummy.
How about this? Ohio State. So Texans fans that are going to be at the shoe tomorrow.
Derek Eagleton's making the trip up there.
Okay, Derek, this is for you, bro. Apple Crunch Smash Bun. A warm, gooey cinnamon roll smashed on a flat top grill with a cinnamon apple compote.
Ooh, what's that?
Or compote? I don't know.
Compote.
And toasted brown sugar oatmeal clusters and then drizzled with icing. I mean, dude. Dawson, does that not pass the eye test?
I'm totally in. Probably going to pick out the apples, but I'm totally ordering multiples.
I mean, I love the idea of a cinnamon roll smash.
Yeah.
I
smell, you know? Cinnamon rolls.
Or like a cinnamon roll smash burger. Like, let's go ahead and put some beef in between
What's the name of the thing again?
This is called Apple Crunch Smash Bun.
Dawson's going to pick out the
apple.
Yeah. So let's
say he's going to leave the crunch and the smash.
Let's have the smash crunch bun, please.
I mean,
it sounds amazing, dude. And it looks freaking phenomenal.
I think on a hot day, that would not be good outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's Ohio State.
I'm just saying.
I don't know how hot.
Like a 90 degree day. I don't know if I'd dine on this. I don't know.
I get it.
I'll tell you this, though.
It's always crapping on
big noon
things,
kickoff. I mean, you're kind of in the brunch phase, I guess.
It is. That's true. Yeah. That's true. But even at nighttime, you call this dessert, you call it brunch. I don't care what you call it.
I would do it for a night game.
Second
supper. I had a hoodie on. I'm just not going to eat something like that with
second breakfast.
Sweets and heat don't mix well.
Not at all.
You get full. That's more like that's beer weather.
Everything is.
It's going to be like 70 degrees at the shoe tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's going to be like one of the most perfect days for football and the perfect days for gooey apple smash crunch, whatever
right,
the
would
hell.
You like, would you like to guess? I'm not going to ask.
I said 70. I took a shot in the dark. It might be 85.
Final guess.
I think under 85 is decent cinnamon roll weather.
Under 85?
Under 85 cinnamon rolls. Thumbs up.
Especially, call me crazy. I'll take a cinnamon roll
crazy
at any temp. How about that? Here's my take.
Oh, man. You were pretty close on the first one.
Wolchuk,
What'd you guess?
I said 70.
75.
It's going to be sunny in 73 is what my phone says.
Okay, who's getting ball sacked?
You got to look at the time frame with the waves. So it's going to open up at 73 in the morning. So by kickoff, we'll be between 75 and 78 degrees.
Just a beautiful day to watch Arch Manning spin it, huh?
Gorgeous.
Dang, it's actually talking about might be like in the 60s.
Okay, so we're talking Apple Crunch Smash.
67.
That's fall weather.
67?
Dip into the 60s by I'm looking at 9 p.m.
I'm looking at the...
Maybe we have one of those crazy A&M LSU overtime games. We'll chuck this. We could bleed this thing into the 9 p.m. hours.
I mean, that's beautiful fall weather.
That was a disaster.
Beautiful fall weather.
It's going to be a pretty day. Okay, at that temperature, I'm going to take Dawson's apples on mine and go for it.
Yeah, I might ask for an extra little oatmeal cluster deal that gets sprinkled on top there. Sounds pretty nice. Walchuk, did you see the black bear that was in Plano last night?
No.
Right there by Park Boulevard?
It was him wandering around in the neighborhood.
I have been confused.
Looking for apple smash fritters.
He was walking his...
From time to time.
He was walking his daughter.
Yeah, I got shot once. She would be asleep, Brian. I am not a bad father.
There's a Ring camera in Plano that captured footage of a black bear close to Park Boulevard. I didn't realize that. I mean, You see cougars, you know, you see these random exotic animals. I wasn't expecting black bear to be anywhere within arm's reach of the woolly bully.
No.
Now, of course, the bear would be no match for the bully.
We're in Plano,
but
DC
for the
cougars.
Run-of-the-mill human being?
I'd run the other direction.
Yeah, you would.
Maybe by Bob Woodruff Park, you think?
Yeah, I would imagine it had to have come out of the trees somewhere. Or it was an escapee. Somebody was keeping a black bear. And
yeah,
then,
what
boom,
the hell? Where
black
did this bear,
got?
Come from?
Are those domesticatable? Man. I mean, I know it's possible to, like, deer.
Grizzly Adams.
I mean,
big
I'm pretty
cats.
Concerned right now. That's pretty close to the house.
I know. Yes. That's why I wasn't sure if you had heard about it or if you had seen it.
Nobody called.
Sorry to the chef who is listening and just hearing me butcher the pronunciation of delicious food items in the 214.
What was it?
It's on me. I think it was the compote.
Compote.
I don't know. I just figured it was compote.
Compote.
Yeah. I like the compote.
Put some sauce on
I thought
that.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, an Italian dish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually served with ice cream.
Okay. We didn't get to this week. Figured it was good for the Friday news dump.
Please.
Yeah, sure.
Luka Doncic was on a billboard on Victory Avenue right outside the AAC.
Nice.
And it was
He's
for...
coming back?
It was not a comeback billboard. As a matter of fact, the Mavericks did everything in their power to get that billboard and Luka's face removed from it as quickly as possible.
They replaced it with an Omax Prosper billboard?
Yeah, no, goodbye, Omax. I don't know what they replaced it with, but they were pretty upset that Luka's face was on an advertisement outside of, and you would have to think, like, don't they have some level of control over that? Like, I get it. I know it's like a little bit petty. Yeah. You made the choice to get rid of them.
Very
so
petty.
What's the deal?
Very petty.
But I also understand them being like, no. This is, you can do, it's not like, hey, Luka can't be on a billboard in the city, but right here, like on our doorstep.
Oh, geez.
That's what it was.
Oh, I was getting a medical text from that. Figuring out that our guy, I'll tell you about Guyton when you're done.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I
wasn't paying attention.
I
want to
hear about Guyton.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
That's par for the course. It's all good.
You're absolutely right. So what happened? Luka had a billboard in Dallas?
Yes.
Is it Mavericks buy season tickets?
No.
What billboard is it?
That'd be a great bit by the PR department if they did that.
It's a video game billboard, one that he likes to play. It's a video game that he plays quite a bit with, so I guess he's kind of partnered with him a little bit. So it's got like half his face and then half like one of the characters in the game's face. Oh. And it was a huge billboard
What's
outside
wrong
with
the
AAC. Well, I mean, I don't know that there's anything inherently wrong with it, but it's right there advertising, like, on the doorstep of the AAC.
Yeah, but I think that's a well-placed ad, if you ask me.
I was pretty sure.
It was good business on the video games part.
I think I got balls hacked on this one, but I saw somewhere that if your first name's Luka, you're not allowed to attend Maverick games.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sack.
Gotta be a sack.
No, you do have
right?
to change your name when you're buying that ticket.
But would we put it past Nico?
I mean, you can't put anything past him at this point. What's the Guyton news? Give me the goods.
Practice today. Needs to practice Wednesday and Thursday, or actually, excuse me, Sunday, Monday to be able to go. But he's at least trending in the right direction.
Will you follow back with, do you think he's going to be a bust? Honestly.
Honestly.
Will you follow back with, what is Guyton's thoughts on having to play Micah Parsons week 4?
Yeah, is he pretty upset about this?
Yeah.
We know how to chip him. We know how to take him out of the game.
I think Guyton and Steele have to be the two most annoyed people in the world.
I would agree.
About that particular trade. Like, dude, you just put me in the in the lion's den at AT&T with the Packers in town, which is never a good thing.
No.
That could get really disgusting.
He might have all of his sacks in that game.
Elsewhere here in the dump.
All 12 of them.
We have Cracker Barrel. I guess just
did they switch back?
They went back.
They gave. They pivot.
Yeah, they did. They did the old pivot. I can't believe how angry people were about this. I'll tell you, the thing that was more ridiculous was their new mock-ups of like what the restaurants were supposed to be looking like that are completely different than the usual like old school wooden look of what they have, which is like part of the pageantry of it. Like
your experience. That's the ambiance.
Yes, and so they were going to this new age, like just plain as all hell, like generic run-of-the-mill generic restaurant look. Okay. That was more annoying than, I guess, the actual logo itself. But, I mean, their stock dropped. I mean, they got
Buc-ee's
punished for this, man.
Did you see what Buc-ee's did?
Buc-ee's just made sure their restrooms were clean and ready to rock.
Buc-ee's trolled them. You know, instead of putting, like, with the beaver, they just put the word Buc-ee's. And they go, new logo. It was just the word Buc-ee's.
It's clean.
It was, hey, check out our new logo. It just said Buc-ee's. It didn't have the beaver on it or anything.
That's
like
pretty good trolling right there. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cracker Barrel, old country store is what
their
it is.
Food
it needs
is
to
good,
look like an old country store. It doesn't need to look like some modern, like I'm in a Chipotle right now.
Yeah, don't make it look like an IHOP.
Let me tell you what, that is an oasis. If you're driving a long way, you see that on the side of the road?
Buc-ee's?
Pulling off every time.
Well,
every
Buc-ee's time. Is Cracker great, Barrel? But Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel's got quality food.
Tremendous breakfast.
It is good. Yeah. And whatever that game is, I still have no idea what
it's
called.
Oh, with the T's?
Yeah.
It's impossible. I always.
I don't know how to do it either. I'm kind of into it.
The think pieces that followed that story were
like fiddling. That applies to you in so many other areas,
that's
right?
That's true.
did you see?
You're on baby number two now. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Hey, practice makes perfect.
It does. Yeah, I might have number three on the way, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I think I do, too.
Just judging off the behavior at the house. I'm not sure. But have you guys seen the think pieces like that are saying all these restaurants are going to like corporate cookie cutter style to eliminate costs and it's taking... Did you see any of those videos, like the reaction videos? Like they went deep on it. Like this is a reflection of what corporate America is doing to all of our favorite brands, making them as generic and simple to digest as possible.
Mm. I mean, it's a terrible idea.
Stock price.
The McDonald's, I think, is the one that jumps out to me. Like McDonald's back when I was going there as a kid, it was popping. It was colors. It was all sorts of cool stuff. And then now it's just like, it's just a box.
Did you guys ever get to enjoy Pizza Hut when it had like the sit down Pac-Man and the Red Cubs?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wait. I thought you were talking about the signage.
The signage was great,
too. Well, we're talking about the actual buildings now, too.
Yeah. McDonald's. Yeah, absolutely.
Taco Bell's had a terrible rebrand as well. I like the fun, whimsical nature of Taco Bell.
Yeah, we've really devolved.
I mean, the fast food restaurant as a kid, it was not just about the food that we rarely got, but it was also the experience of running around that place.
That's
kind of like
a
little theme park. Okay, we got to run. Sands is coming up next here. We'll get his thoughts on Rangers A's coming up next here on the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time to get to Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. It's our Rangers preview. Sands has the pregame coming up tonight as they're in Sacramento against the A's. And good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you out there?
I'm great. It's hot, but excited to go. Hopefully the Rangers can keep things rolling and stay in this playoff race.
The Corey Seager news was the biggest story of the day yesterday for about 20 minutes or so. And we were joking that it's like baseball God sending you the message. It's white flag time. There's no signs of that around there in Northern California today, though, is there?
No, there isn't. And, you know, I think the Rangers are hopeful that, you know, they can get Corey back. And, you know, I think the way they kind of look at it is, you know, this is sort of a big road trip because, you know, the A's have been one of the best teams in baseball the last couple of weeks. But I mean, you know, you look at the A's and you're like, all right, we got a chance here. And then the Diamondbacks, they're not great. And they've, you know, traded some guys away, even though they, you know, they almost swept the Rangers just a couple of weeks ago. But you know, the Rangers look at it as, all right, well, maybe we can make a move. And then, you know, you got two series coming up with Houston in September, and you know, Seattle overtakes Houston. Now you're chasing Houston, not Seattle. So that's more within your control. But I do think this is a big week. Now, the challenge here, Gavin, is because I know you guys have talked about the financial side of things, the incentive for a team to add a player is much greater here over the next few days. And then once you get to September 1st, that player can be added and can help you make the playoffs. But any guy added or anyone who's not in your organization after September 1st, I don't believe is playoff eligible. So, you know, if the Rangers were to try and make a I don't want to say drastic, but a move to shed some money, you know, it would have to happen before August 31st closing, in order for that team to, you know, justify being able to take on some money, because I don't think teams are going to be as pumped to do so if that guy's not going to be playoff eligible.
So these next couple of days, pretty big here for the Rangers decision-making.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could look at it that way. I don't know, Gavin, that they are riding on the next 2 days, you know, as to whether or not they're going to make a decision. I think it's very possible. You know, it would make sense perhaps that the Rangers drop two games and they find themselves, you know, 7-8 games back of a playoff spot. Maybe that changes the calculus a little bit, but, you know, I think the hope is you get a locked in Adolis Garcia, who's got some incentives here to try and, you know, swing the bat the way he's swung it since coming off the IL. Maybe you can get on a run and, you know, in a time when you think that everything's not going to go your way, things maybe do, you know, start to roll forward. You know, just the same way we look at this lineup, like, how can you have this guy, that guy, and this guy not score? You know, there's no reason why they couldn't look at this lineup and say, how are you scoring without this guy, and that guy, right? So I think they want to give this a shot, but yeah, if the next 2 days don't go well, then I could see something happening for sure.
Do we know best case scenario with Seager's return yet?
I think, you know, a couple weeks, shared that Matt Holliday had an appendectomy years ago when he was playing. He missed 10 days. You know, I think that's, I guess, you know, that maybe that is the absolute most extreme minimum, but you obviously don't want to do anything when you're swinging the bat, you know, in that area until you're ready to go. But I think a couple weeks is the minimum maybe. And I would also say, Gavin, similar to the questions you've asked about DeGrom, how the Rangers are doing and whether or not they're still fighting for a playoff spot, I think would dictate, you know, the aggression in trying to get Corey back and ready to go.
Jared, have we started to see Wyatt Langford turn a bit of a corner here?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's, 17 game on base streak. He's been, really good over the last few weeks. He was great in the second half last year. It wasn't awesome in August last year, but had this, unbelievable September. And, he's putting together a really nice August. I think just if you look at the total body, he's got an OPS that's approaching 800. If you can end the season with an 800 OPS, I think, you feel good about Wyatt taking a step in the right direction. And maybe didn't pop right away the way that, we expected over the first couple months. But, I think ultimately you'd have to look at it as a step forward. And, one of the things that, stands out to me, you look at players 24 and under, and Wyatt's in his age 23 season here. There just aren't many guys who have this plate discipline. So while it hasn't fully come together in the form of a 30 home run campaign or a guy who's got an 850 OPS, plus, I think the plate discipline and the ability and willingness to take his walks, especially with that speed, is a valuable asset that I think will be parlayed into, even more success in subsequent years, so long as he can stay healthy.
Hey, Jared, with Jack Leiter, coming off an outstanding outing last time, what does he have to do tonight? Is it one of those things that's like building confidence? Is it pitch command? Where does he need to be that he was last time out?
Yeah, I think a lot of, what people were saying after Jack's last start is just keeping the focus on each pitch and not so much what he's trying to do with each pitch,
right?
Like not worrying so much about, I got to make this the best fill-in-the-blank pitch I can make it. More, hey, I'm trying to throw this pitch here. And just trusting his stuff. And, he really rode his fastball last start. He threw his fastball nearly 50% of the time. And it was nasty. I mean, he was able to do a lot of damage. I think, hitters were like 0 for 14 or 0 for 15 in at-bats that ended on that fastball. 7 of his 10 strikeouts came on that fastball. That is a really good pitch. He's got other good pitches, right? The changeup is a really good pitch, and that's gotten a lot better. The curveball has flashed here the last couple months. The slider really hasn't been that pitch, and it was, and I think maybe he can get it back there. But I think a lot of it, Jack, is he's got a lot of thoughts in his head, and it's all well-intentioned. It's not like I suck or anything. It's like, I got to do X, Y, and Z to get to where I want to be with this pitch. But those are the things you worry about in the 4 days, 5 days in between starts. When he's on the mound, I think they loved just the conviction. He worked with a faster tempo. There wasn't as much thinking. There was a lot more doing, and it paid off.
What's going on with Kamar Rocker? Is he still a guy that they want to just continue to get reps in AAA, or is he under consideration to get called up for that deadline?
Yeah, I think they would like to see Kamar up here, but I think they feel like at this time it's most important that he works on things in a lower pressure environment to set himself up for success, in the future, whether that's this year or, in subsequent seasons. So, they've got him back, in the minors working on specific things. And, I think what Chris Young said is, once he's kind of checked off those boxes, then he'll be an option again, but they don't feel like it's in his best interest to throw him back out here just because they're in need of an arm if they don't feel like he has completed some of the goals that they had set out, which I like. I think sometimes teams can get in trouble when they have got a plan and then, with an individual player when it comes to development, and then they drive off course because there's some short-term need. If you believe this guy can be a really good player for you long-term and you still believe in his future prospects, then you got to commit to his development in this situation. And I think that's what they're doing. And when they feel like they've gotten the right progress, then, perhaps they could see him back up here in September.
Got to run, Sands. Have fun this weekend. Let's talk about a big winning streak early next week. Take care.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. See you guys.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. must follow for Rangers fans. And pregame's coming up at 8:30. Got to run. Time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. Let's get your thoughts in here on the Micah trade or whatever else might be on the top of your mind. Just have to answer the questions coming up next here on the Fan. Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.